What the heck?
Well, last time it was the computer.
That's a spirit stone.
No, my computer's busted.
Oh, that's another one? That's
thank you.
I'm
thank you.
I'm tired of being a bimbo.
All right, I have a topic. My topic is designed and created by God. Hello. Shall I try that again?
Yes.
I have a topic tonight, and the topic is designed and created by God. My guide spent this last weekend talking to me about this. And they said that people were lacking self-esteem and self-worth. And they felt like this might help people to understand a little better about your personal importance to God and to everyone around you that apparently you're not aware of. So, God did design each one of you individually, just like individual snowflakes. I'm not calling you flaky. Well, not yet.
Maybe just a little.
Maybe a little, yeah, a little. But there are no two people that are exactly alike, even with twins. Each one is unique unto themselves. When God created you, He created a perfect soul without flaw. Now, the thing is, you also have this thing called free will. And sometimes you use your free will in ways that aren't necessarily good for you. Now, I don't know why we do that outside of the fact that this is a big school. So we have to learn lessons, and in order to learn lessons, we have to make mistakes. Unfortunately, we don't give ourselves much slack. And a lot of times when we make mistakes, we beat ourselves half to death over the mistake that we made. Like we were supposed to be smart enough to not do it. At least the fifth time. But you know what? It takes a lot to get whatever it is that you're really trying to learn. It's hard because you have a difficult time trying to see it the first time. The second time, you're not sure if it's your mistake or their mistake. And then a lot of times we go into personal denial because we just don't want to see it at all because we don't want to realize that it was our mistake. So, you were created by God as a perfect being, but as you incarnate, and like it or not, we do incarnate, and if you don't believe it, you'll find out. it's okay. Each incarnation that we go through, we, if we're very fortunate, we get the opportunity to choose our mother and father and choose the body that we're going to be born into and use our heads enough that we will put into place barriers and protections so that we will not be able to miss our lesson, but we will actually go through our lesson. Now, if you haven't gone into the light in between incarnations,